Ngữ pháp. Cách dùng từ.
1.
Mà.
The word
mà
performs a number of functions. It was introduced in elementary Vietnamese with the function of the English conjunction but. Lesson 10. The conjunction of purpose in order to. Lesson 15. And the relative pronoun that, which. Lesson 15. Here are several other functions of
mà.
1.
Mà
is placed at the beginning of a sentence to emphasize the continuation of the idea conveyed in the previous sentence with the meaning moreover, besides.
Họ có những tour du lịch trọn gói, nghe hấp dẫn lắm, mà giá cả cũng phải chăng.
They have package tours that sound very nice. Moreover, the prices are reasonable.
Mà hôm qua, anh nói với tôi, anh sang đây nghiên cứu về lịch sử Việt Nam.
Moreover, you told me yesterday that you came here to do research on Vietnamese history. 2.
Mà
is placed at the end of a sentence to explain the reason why something happened or is going to happen, which is close to the English expression, it is why. For example,
tôi là chủ nhà mà.
I'm the host. It is why I can't dance at this point.
Chơi bóng bàn cho vui thôi mà.
We'll play ping pong just for fun, not for a competition. It is why I want to invite you to play with me. 3.
Mà
is placed between two phrases to convey the speaker's surprise or warning that something is unusual.
Tòa nhà gì mà cao ghê thế?
What is the tall building? Why is such a tall building located here, right in the old quarter of Hanoi?
Một tuần mà đi từng ấy nơi là mệt lắm đấy.
If you travel to so many places just in a week, you will be exhausted. You should spend more time traveling to so many places. 2.
Là.
The verb
là
is used to connect a verb phrase to a noun phrase, which comes first, as in
phong tục Việt Nam chúng tôi là không mở quà trước mặt người tặng quà.
Our Vietnamese custom is not to open the gift in front of the person who presents the gift. The part following
là
may be a sentence.
Điều kiện quan trọng nhất để xin vào làm việc ở đây là người xin việc phải có bằng tốt nghiệp đại học.
The most important prerequisite for applying for this job is the applicant should have a college degree. 3.
Có phải không?
Elementary Vietnamese introduced the interrogative expression
phải không,
which is placed at the end of a sentence to form a question when the speaker expects the hearer to confirm what has just been said. See Lesson 2 in Elementary Vietnamese. The same meaning may be conveyed by the construction
có phải
plus affirmative sentence plus
không. Có phải chị ấy sẽ đưa chúng ta đi tham quan Hà Nội không?
She will accompany us for a sightseeing tour of Hanoi, won't she? In the same way,
không phải
can be placed at the beginning of a statement to negate the fact that it is spoken of.
Không phải ai cũng biết chuyện ấy.
Not everybody knows that. 4.
Để.
It was introduced in elementary Vietnamese in the sense of in order to, lesson 10, and to let someone do something, lesson 15. The verb
để
also conveys the meaning to put, place.
Để quyển sách trên bàn.
To place the book on the table.
Để tiền vào ví.
to put the money into the wallet. When used before some nouns denoting hair, nail, beard, mustache,
để
conveys the meaning to grow, to have a particular hairstyle.
Để tóc dài,
to have long hair.
Để tóc ngắn,
to have short hair.
Để râu,
to grow beard or mustache. 5.
Cái.
In conversational Vietnamese, the word
cái
is placed before a noun phrase, or a personal pronoun to emphasize a feature of the subject that the speaker is going to talk about.
Cái tòa nhà cao này làm hỏng cảnh quan của khu phố cổ.
This tall building has damaged the view of the old quarter.
Cái anh ấy hay đi học muộn lắm.
That guy is frequently late for class meetings. 6. Unlike the English noun, cousin, that refers only to the child of one's uncle or aunt, the Vietnamese word
họ
follows a kinship term referring not only to the speaker's generation, but also to his, her parents' generation, or to his, her children's generation. For instance,
anh họ, chị họ, em họ,
cousin,
bác họ, chú họ, cô họ.
The father's or mother's cousin,
cháu họ,
the child of one's cousin. The word for the maternal side is
ngoại, bên ngoại.
And the word for the paternal side is
nội, bên nội.
These two words follow
ông
to denote the grandfather on the mother's side,
ông ngoại,
or on the father's side,
ông nội,
and follow
bà
to denote the grandmother on the mother's side,
bà ngoại,
or on the father's side,
bà nội.
They are also used after the word
cháu
to refer to the daughter's child,
cháu ngoại,
and to the son's child,
cháu nội.
7.
Tưởng.
The verb
tưởng,
meaning to think, conveys the sense that something turns out in a different way than it was thought of.
Tôi tưởng ông ấy đã ngoài 60. Thực ra, ông ấy mới chỉ 50.
I thought he is in his early 60s, but it turns out that he is only 50 years old. Occasionally, the emphatic word
cứ
is placed before the verb
tưởng. Tôi cứ tưởng ông ấy đã ngoài 60.
8.
Được.
The different functions of
được
were introduced in lessons 11, 12, and 13 of elementary Vietnamese. Here is one more function of
được.
It is placed before a phrase with a number to denote that an amount of something has been reached.
Chị ấy đi đã được 15 phút.
It has been 15 minutes since she left.
Cháu bé đã được 8 tháng.
The baby has reached 8 months old. 9.
Trông.
The verb
trông
may function as a linking verb, meaning to look like. It is placed after the subject and before the predicate.
Cô nào trông cũng mảnh rẻ.
All the contestants look slim. Or it is placed before the subject and the meaning remains the same.
Trông cô nào cũng mảnh rẻ. Như
can be used after the verb
trông
with the meaning to look like, To look as if.
Anh trông như mất ngủ suốt đêm qua. Trông anh như mất ngủ suốt đêm qua.
You look as if you haven't slept all night. 10.
Càng.
In addition to being used in pair,
càng, càng,
see lesson 2, part 1, the word
càng
can be used alone to convey the meaning that the degree of a feature or an action is increasing.
Trời tối, tìm đường đến nhà họ càng khó.
It is harder to find their house in the dark.
Lại.
May be placed before
càng
to emphasize the increasing degree of a feature or an action.
Trời tối, tìm đường đến nhà họ lại càng khó.
It is even harder to find their house in the dark. 11.
Từng, đã từng, chưa từng.
The adverb
từng
is used before a verb to denote an action which took place at an indefinite point in the past. In an assertive sentence,
đã
may be used before
từng
to emphasize the past time, and
chưa
is used before
từng
in a negative sentence.
Anh ấy đã từng đi xe đạp từ Hà Nội vào Sài Gòn.
He did ride a bicycle from Hanoi to Saigon.
Họ chưa từng nghe nói đến phong tục ấy.
They have never heard of that custom. 12. Kinship terms denoting the first descending generation, parents, in the northern and southern dialects. The systems of kinship terms in northern and southern dialects of Vietnamese are based on different principles. In northern Vietnam, people use the kinship terms to distinguish parents' relatives by hierarchy. A parent's elder siblings are called
bác.
The younger siblings are called
cô, chú, cậu.
No matter whether they are on the paternal side or on the maternal side. In southern Vietnam, people distinguish between 1. The paternal side,
bác, chú, cô, thím,
and the maternal side,
cậu, dì, mợ.
2. Blood relatives,
chú, cô, cậu, dì,
and those who are related by marriage,
thím, dượng, mợ.
3. Males,
chú, cậu, dượng,
and females,
cô, dì, thím, mợ.
There are two exceptions in the southern system. 1.
Dượng
is used for both father's, sister's, husband, and mother's, sister's, husband. The principle paternal side versus maternal side is not relevant. 2.
Bác
is either father's elder brother or father's elder brother's wife. The principal blood relationship versus relationship by marriage and the principal male versus female are not relevant.